Well, Chef, yes, is the Coot House. On the first day with you is us new High Sheriff.
Yes, is all right. And you know, it's still hard for me to believe that I is the new High Sheriff of this here county.
Well, Chef, I wouldn't worry about the thing, because I done heard some of them white gentlemen talking down at the cattle auction, and they said, don't worry about the nigger king running for sheriff. We'll get him.
I don't think that's exactly what the boys was talking about.
Tell me, Sheriff, just how did you get elected anyway?
Well, I tell you, Deputy, it was like this. You see, while all them lazy white folk was out of riding around in them big automobiles, looking for a place where they might register themselves to win a colored television or something like that, while we was riding around in them big cars with them federal vote registrators, looking for a place where we might register up enough votes to win us a colored sheriff. And them results being, I had the distinguished honor of being the first nigger sheriff in the South.
Sheriff, since you the new sheriff, what the first thing you plan to do?
Well, I tell you, Deputy, I plans on to clean up this county.
How you gonna go about clean up the place there, Sheriff?
Well, I plan to clean up on the bootleggers and the gamblers first. You see, I plan to get $2 a gallon on moonshine and 75% of all the traveling dice games and one-arm bandits in this here county. You see, I really plans on to clean the place up.
Oh, yeah. Man, you is gonna clean up, ain't you?
That's right, Deputy. You see, I plans on to make this sheriff's office one that we's all gonna be proud of, cause all my deputies gonna be FBI trained.
Now, wait a minute here now, Sheriff. Now, hold on a minute here. Now, ain't I supposed to be your head deputy? And you know that I ain't got no FBI training.
Now, nigga, you know that you got FBI training. You see, that FBI stand for fighting, browly, and integrating. Now, you best go ahead on and get your deputy's equipment together here. And that consists of one Saturday night Howson pistol, one razor, one rabbit foot, and one pint of sweet Lucy wine. And I want you to always have on your person your certificate of sufficiency from the Selma March and the Los Angeles Rite. Hello there. This is the courthouse. And this is the High Sheriff speaking. Hello there, Roosevelt. He did, You say you sat down by him in the cafe there. He hit you with a what? He called you a black what? What hospital is you in there, son? Well, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do, Roosevelt. For my first official act, I'm gonna send my chief deputy on out there and arrest him and bring him on in here to jail for attempting to deprive you of your civil rights. Okay there, Roosevelt. Goodbye there, Roosevelt. See there, deputy.
Sheriff.
I want you to go ahead on out to the end of Persimmon Creek Road. And you know that big white fella, what we used to call Mr. Charlie. Well, I want you to arrest him and bring him on in here to jail. Only you don't got to call him Mr. Charlie no more. And arrest him for attempting to deprive Roosevelt of his civil rights.
Now, wait a minute here now, Sheriff. Now, hold on a minute here. You ain't talking about that long, tall white fella what wear them cowboy boots and hat, is you?
That's him, all right.
And, Sheriff, he ain't the same one what drive that pickup truck with them three guns in the back window and a rebel tag on the front bumper, is he?
That's him, all right.
And Sheriff, he ain't the one what got that two-way citizenship radio in his truck and what led the Ku Klux rally down Main Street all dressed up in that white sheet, is he?
That's the same him.
Now, I'll tell you something here, Sheriff. I hereby resign my deputyship right now.
Now, hold on a minute here, nigga. What kind of deputy you wants to be anyway?
Well, Sheriff, I don't know what kind of deputy I want to be, but I know what kind of deputy I don't want to be. You see, Sheriff, I don't want to be no dead deputy.
It just go to show you that a nigger ain't nothing but a nigger.